is everyone this morning? Yeah, doing good? I just have to say thank you to Bjorn and Tara this morning. That was beautiful. You know, what's been so fun for me in this house as we've sort of been in the beginning stages of so many things is to watch God grow the people in our body, literally watch them bloom in the gifts that they have. And you guys are just amazing. And you haven't even scratched the surface of all that God is going to do in and through you musically, whether it be songs that you're writing or what you play. And I just want to encourage you to go deeper. You know, I tell Tara all the time, she's like, Tammy, sometimes I just get so overwhelmed with the presence of the Lord, I can't sing. And I'm like, don't. Stand up there and cry then. That's perfectly fine. Let the presence of the Lord just fill the atmosphere in the room. But thank you guys, especially two kids getting ready in the morning. I know that feeling, and I know what it takes to get in here and do what you just did and then have to just exit everything and the chaos and enter into the presence of the Lord. So thank you guys this morning. So today I wanted to talk about hearing ears. That's been something that the Lord has been really putting on my heart. And we're going to turn to Mark 4, and we're going to read a lot of scripture this morning, so be prepared and ready. Mark 4, Matthew, Mark, we're going to read 9 through 24. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake. While all the people were along the shore at the water's edge, he taught them many things by parables. And in his teaching, he said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed, and he was scattering the seed, and some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But then the sun came out, and the plants were scorched, and they withered away because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. And it came up, and it grew and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, and even 100 times. And then Jesus said, 'He who has ears to hear, let him hear.' When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them, 'The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may ever see but never perceive, and ever hear but never understand. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven.' And then Jesus said to them, 'Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like the seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes it away, and the world takes it away, that what was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they only last a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown from the thorns, they hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, they accept it, they produce a crop, 30, 60, or even 100-fold. And then he said to them, 'Do you bring a lamp, and do you put it under a bowl or on a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand? For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear.' Consider carefully what you hear," he continued. "With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what he has, will be taken from him." Hearing the voice of the Lord has been probably one of the most common questions asked in the church, especially after you get saved. And a lot of it is because we don't want to mess up, right? It's that fear of what if I'm hearing wrong, or what? How do I know that this is the voice of the Lord? And then we hear all these pastors and speakers, right? And they're talking about hearing the voice of God. And how many have heard examples of these extraordinary experiences about hearing the voice of the Lord? And sometimes we compare ourselves and our hearing to what these people are saying. And so we just figure they've got some amazing, anointed, special hearing gift from the Lord, right? And these people must be specially blessed. So because of that, we just resign ourselves to the fact that that's for them. And we'll just, sometimes, we even go to the fact of, well, we'll let them hear for us. And we don't even listen anymore, right? And that's just a trick of the enemy. One of the greatest benefits that we have because of our salvation is actually hearing God speak to us. But you can't have true communion with our Heavenly Father without knowing His voice and hearing Him speak. There's a gentleman named Mark Fickler who's a teacher, and he stated this, and I wanted to read it to you. The voice of God I've discovered is spirit-to-spirit communication. The Holy Spirit speaking directly to my spirit. True fellowship requires both parties speak and listen, both sharing their hearts deeply with one another. This is the key to keeping all relationships fresh and alive. And in an atmosphere of trust, we share our heart with someone else. Communion with God is much more than a ritual of information time. It's spirit to spirit time. And you know, all of us pray, right? And I kind of talked about this Wednesday night. And Kristen, I'm going to have you come up here and help me with a little example. Because we all love to talk, right? And we all should be praying, right? You are praying, right? Okay, good. Yeah. But in having that communion with the Lord, it's supposed to be both. Now, if I were to invite you to lunch, to come to lunch with me, and I say, hey, Kristen, let's meet at Tito's. Let's get together. I want to get to know you, see how your day is going and all of that stuff. And we sat down, right? And I were to say, hey, Kristen, how is it going?
It's going.
Let me just tell you about my day. Today was a crazy day. I actually went to the zoo. It was really hot. It was really sweaty, but I had a really good time. What about you? What did you end up doing?
Well,
you know, the other thing that I was going to tell you about the zoo is we actually saw a bear. I tell you what kind, but I need your daughter to tell me, because your daughter knows everything about bears and animals right now, so I don't even know what kind it was, but it was just incredible, because I didn't even know that the Nashville Zoo had a bear. You know, have you ever been to the Nashville Zoo?
Well,
actually, the other thing that they have now is a tiger, and they have this whole new tiger exhibit. It's incredible. Like, it even smells like fresh and new paint. You have to go see it. Don't you wish that you could go see it? You know what? Maybe we can go together. Go ahead and sit down. Thank you, Kristen. Thank you, Kristen. That actually becomes our prayer life. That's what happens when we pray. We want to spend time with the Father, and we want to tell Him all the information and everything that's going on in our heart, and we're so excited, right? And then sometimes we're going through hard places. Sometimes it's trials and tests and things like that. And so we spend most of our time on our face crying and saying, God, where are you? Right? Now, that's okay. Actually, telling Him information is okay. And sharing your heart with Him when you're going through good times is okay. The listening part, however, I think we need to sometimes be careful of. Because sometimes it is how we listen, right? And in this passage in Mark, Jesus is teaching through a parable about hearing ears. And He says, if anyone has ears, let him hear. Are you an anyone? Did He say only the special speakers and teachers can hear? No. He said anyone, okay? Did He say only those that are 16 and over can hear? No. He says anyone, no matter your age, your race, your language, your ability, you can hear His voice. It's a promise He gives you. In John 3:10, it says, my sheep hear my voice. He didn't say maybe. He didn't say should. He said they do. They hear my voice. So then why do we find it so hard to hear His voice? Why do we struggle with it sometimes? Well, this parable actually talks about some of the reasons why. In verse 4, it said, "And it came to pass that he sowed, and some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came up, and they devoured it." Well, sometimes we hear things, but it kind of goes straight through, and we aren't even able to stay present because we're thinking about everything else going on in our world. How many are guilty of that? Oh my gosh, I'm so guilty of that. Larry says Tim is. I'm not going to say Tim is because I got to go home with Tim. But it's so true. There are many multiple times when I get really busy and really overwhelmed and someone comes up to talk to me, I have to make myself stay present in the conversation because I'm already going through 18 million things in my head, right? Well, that's how easy it is that God can be trying to speak to us, but we have everything else going on and we haven't taken a minute. We heard it, but we really didn't hear it. And then it says, some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, but it had no depth in the earth. So sometimes we can hear, and we don't really allow it to take root. And part of that is because we just keep doing the same thing that we were doing before we heard the word. You know? And that can be just that is very simple to do, right? And there's sometimes we hear God speaking something to us, but we're not ready to change that yet. So we just kind of go along our way and go, you know what, I'm not going to do that today. We're just going to not. But I know that he's sharing something with me, but I'm just not ready to make that kind of change yet. You know, so that is another way we can. Verse 6 says, when the sun came up, it was scorched because it had no root and it withered away and it fell among thorns and the thorns grew up and it choked it out. And sometimes that's because God is trying to speak to us and he uses many ways that I'll get into to speak to us. But when we're really going through fiery things or hard things or we are overwhelmed or we have a lot of worry, have you ever noticed it's really hard to listen and take in something? You know, that's when I find it the hardest. Because even people that mean well can come up and encourage me, and they can say, Tammy, I have a word for you on this situation, but I'm still so overwhelmed with it that I can't really take it as, ooh, God just spoke to me, right? And sometimes it's because we look for something that is huge and big and miraculous when it's been in the little things that God's been doing that he's been trying to encourage us through. And so we can actually miss it. And one of those ways, it's so funny, my granddaughter, Brielle, she's 3 years old, and sometimes we have a tendency to not pay attention to the little ones like we should because they hear from the Lord and tell you stuff too. The other day I was over at their house and I go to leave or whatever and randomly she says, bye, Grandma, watch out for semis. And I laugh. I'm like, okay, that's so cute. I'll watch out for semis, you know. And I get in the car and I come home and it was actually I had gone to church that next day, Wednesday night, and I'm leaving church and I was by myself. I'm coming up that ramp, and sometimes it's really tricky on 840 going home because when you come up that ramp at night, all these semi-trucks are coming. Now, they're gaining ground on a hill, so they're pushing it really fast. And if you're not careful, you're coming up that ramp, and if you're not watching it, there they are and there you are, and you don't even know where you're going to go. Well, it's so funny. As I come up that ramp, I heard her words, and I felt to look, and I normally don't. And sure enough, there's a semi coming up that hill, so I just slow down, let him go in front of me, and then I get up on that highway. Now, I might not have even paid attention to that. And at 3 years old, she had a word of knowledge, literally, and said, Grandma, watch out for semis, you know? So, and because I have been in the word about listening ears, I have been paying attention because I probably wouldn't have before. So basically what it comes down to is it's really our choice, isn't it? When it comes down to our relationship with the Father, we can have as close of a relationship with him as we want or as distant as we want. So it comes down to how much of a relationship with the Father do you want? And how much are you willing to take time to listen? And it's really funny. Tim and I came from a church in Smyrna where we were 15 years, and I worked underneath our worship pastor. And we were all sitting around the table one day, and we were all sharing how all of us, you know, were really praying and pressing in to write more songs. And it was really on all of our hearts, you know, and he's just smiling, listening to all his worship leaders talk about how much they really wanted the Lord to just come in on the songs and just do all this stuff. And I said, well, why don't we just stop what we're doing and just start to pray right now, you know, for these songs? And he sat there and he leans over the table and he said, if you would just give him time on the keyboard, the songs would come. It doesn't mean you need 3 hours of intercession to have what you're looking for. And it doesn't mean you need a great, big, bright, shining spotlight moment. Basically, what he was saying is, if you want the songs, give him the time. And sometimes we forget about that. And here's the best part about that. God knows your time. He knows what you have going on, and he knows how busy you are, and he knows when you're a new mom, and he knows when you got a new job, and he knows when you have somebody in the hospital, and he knows when you have all these things going on, and sometimes it takes him 2 minutes to tell you. I mean, he knows that about us, right? So it's not that Pastor Wayne is his name. It's not that he was saying, I need you to take 3 hours. If you have 5 minutes, take that time. Now, if you had 3 hours, great. Imagine then what would happen, right? And it reminded me of Mary and Martha. And of course, we all know that story about how Mary was down at Jesus' feet and Martha was busy doing everything. That story has always meant something to me because I'm the oldest of 5 kids. And Martha is known to be the oldest of her siblings. And part of my job as the oldest was telling everybody else what to do, right? I was always the babysitter when mom and dad went out, right? I was always the one that had to make sure that everybody was in their place doing what they were doing. So when mom and dad got home, everything was in its place and ready to go, right? So I can picture this story go down. I can picture that Mary comes in, Jesus comes in. She's so excited and she's hugging on him. And Martha's thinking any minute now she's going to stop that because we have lots to do to get ready for, you know, the meal and what we're doing, right? And the longer that that's going on, the more now Martha is brooding. And the more that she's starting to think about, this is so not right. I have taught her better than that. What a terrible example right now. I mean, Jesus is probably thinking, I am the worst big sister ever. Like, everybody is now knowing that she's still sitting there. And on top of that, you got to remember, she was a woman. And in that day, they weren't known to teach women in that day, right? So on top of that, I'm sure all of this is swirling in her head until she couldn't take it anymore. And then she finally goes to Jesus and is like, hey, can you make her get up and help me? But I love God's word back to her. I love it. And in the Passion Bible, it breaks that down for us, and I just love it. Luke 10:42 says, Jesus looks and says, Martha, Martha, Mary is undistracted. And I won't take this privilege from her. We are so distracted. Even to sit 5 minutes and not look at your phone can be just quite an accomplishment, right? I mean, everything. It's so funny. I heard a pastor say once about God speaking. He said, God is always continually speaking, kind of like your television set. If you turn it on, there's going to be something coming out of it. If you're listening, you're going to hear it, right? And I thought to myself, what and how can I take some of the distractions out of my life to actually listen more? I mean, little things, like going to a restaurant, and when I'm with somebody else, I set my phone upside down so that I don't have it in front of me. Because if it lights up, what's the first thing you want to do? Could be the President of the United States calling. Might be a big emergency. Maybe you want $1 million, right? Well, how does that make that other person feel? It's just like little things. I know that's just little things, but even in training and teaching yourself in little ways to literally be undistracted in the moment, because we can do that. We actually can do that. Like I said, it's a choice. Well, for me, I have been really seeking the Lord for many, many things. And one of those things is, Father God, I just want to be a better hearer, right? And I want to go deeper into your word. And one night it was 2 weeks ago, actually, I had a dream. And in this dream, it was a service. The service had started, and the music had started, and I was supposed to lead worship. So I come out on the stage to lead worship, and I get the microphone, and All the words for the song go flat out of my head. Cannot remember one word. So I start pacing. And in my head, I'm listening to the melody, and I'm listening to the piano, and I'm listening to the guitar, hoping for something that's going to jog my memory. And so I start to try harder. What is the words? What is the words? And I even start singing in tongues just lowly, just like, oh, Maria, she, kiara, mashia. You know, I'm like, okay, I'm going to at least try to look a little spiritual as I'm going, I have no idea what this song is. And as I pace back and forth, I thought, you know something, I'm going to even try harder. So I just stood still, and I'm working even harder to try to remember what this is. And this goes on for, in the dream, it felt like forever, because everybody's eyes are on you, and they're watching in this dream, right? And I literally finally go, I am so sorry. I cannot remember a single word to this song right now. So you know what we're going to do? We're just going to start singing in the spirit. We're just going to ask the Lord to just come, and he's just going to come and do what he wants to do. And as soon as I did that and I started singing in the spirit, the presence of the Lord came, and everything shifted. When I stopped trying so hard, right? And the presence of the Lord came, and it was so... Have you ever had it in a dream where it's so real, you actually feel like you're there in that place? It was so real. I am crying. I'm on my knees, and I'm just crying, and the presence of the Lord is just filling the space. And when I wake up, I actually thought waking up was the dream, and that was real. That's how real this was. But as I wake up, I have tears. Just my pillow's sopped. My shirt is sopped. I was just completely crying, and I sat up, and I was like, Lord, This right now is what I have been longing for. This is what I want. And the Lord's so sweet. The Holy Spirit said, the more that you're looking for is right there. But it's not going to be by might. It's not going to be by power. It's going to be by my spirit. And I want to do something spirit to spirit with you. And I want you to start remembering to walk in the spirit throughout the day. Not be trying so hard in the natural. That takes work. You have to remember that. And when we are confining ourselves to our natural mind, we can only go by what we have learned. But when you do spirit to spirit type of things with the Lord, there is no box. It's as deep as you want it to be. Tim tells a story of how he was driving home from work and the Holy Spirit came to him and told him to pull over at a gas station. He would have never pulled over at the gas station, nor did he need gas, and he wasn't even in a good mood when this happened. He pulls over to the gas station, sees a guy pull up to get gas, get out, go in the part to pay or whatever, and his kid get in the driver's side, put it into gear, and the car starts to go down the road. Well, Tim gets out of his car, stops the car, gets out, and literally saves that little boy. If we are listening, think of what God can show us if we're listening. In his natural mind, he was tired. He'd worked all day. He had no desire to stop, right? But God doesn't confine things to the natural. And he is a supernatural God. We forget that. Yes, he speaks to us using our natural ears, but he's a supernatural God. There are many ways that he speaks to us all the time. And I just wrote down some ways that he speaks, but there are many ways. The Bible says he speaks through a still small voice. The Bible also talks about through the eyes of our hearts, through scriptures, through creation, through other believers, through our tests and our trials, through dreams, through visions, through prophecies, through words of knowledge, through feelings, and sometimes, yes, even audibly. But the question still comes back to, but how do I know? How do I know it's the voice of the Lord, right? All right, in 1 John 4, 1, I believe, it talks about and how the Bible says to test and see whether it is the Spirit of the Lord or not. So he does say to test what we hear. Right? Now, I'm going to use an example of, I know my husband. As a matter of fact, this past Friday, we just celebrated 33 years of being married this past week. Yes. I love him so much. I'm just kidding. Yes, I do love him very much. But I know my husband, and I know his nature, right? So if somebody comes up to me, and they tell me, and they say, Tammy, Tim just told me he really doesn't like you right now. He thinks you're ugly, and he's having a problem with you. That's not how my husband talks to me. He would never talk to me that way, ever, ever, because I know his voice, I know his nature, and so I could easily say, you're lying. That is not who my husband is. I know that, right? Well, that's the same with the Father. The more you get in communion with him and you know him, you'll know his nature, and you know how he talks to you. You'll hear him and you'll know his voice. Well, look at Jesus. So Jesus goes into the desert to be tested and tried by an accuser, right? The enemy. So he goes there, and what does the enemy use? Scripture. He's quoting scripture to Jesus, right? So the devil says all these different scriptures to Jesus. Now, does Jesus go, oh my gosh, is that my Father's voice? No. He was quoting scripture. That must be my Father's voice. No, that wasn't his father's voice. He knew the nature of his Father. Definitely not his Father's voice, right? Getting to know and spending time with the Father and getting to know his nature is exactly the Father's heart from the beginning of time. He's a relational God. It's who he is. It's everything that he is. He wants to hear from you. And you know what? He doesn't even care if it's 100 miles an hour and he hasn't even had a chance to speak back. He just wants to hear you. He loves you. He needs you. Did you know that? The nature of God is amazing. The love of God is unfathomable. And sometimes we can't picture that kind of love in nature because we haven't in ourselves been able to give that kind of love in nature, right? But that's what he's doing. He's making us into his image. And the more that we're with him, the more that we know the difference and the more that we can tell that voice and the more that we know that voice, but it really is truly up to us. We have to give him the time and attention and then let him speak. And so I have been asking myself this question, and I want to challenge you guys this morning. What kind of hearer are you? Because that's what I've been asking myself. I'm like, Lord, what kind of hearer am I? I know what kind I want to be. I want to be one that treasures every word that you speak to my heart. And I want to be one that recognizes it when it comes so that I don't miss anything. But here's the best part about the miss anything. You know, God had to come to me in a dream and show me, you're not going to miss anything. It's not by might, not by power, but it's by my spirit. Don't be afraid you're going to miss what God has for your life. He is very, very well acquainted with you. He has designed you before time began. The Bible says he has chose you. He will direct your steps because he knows your heart of hearts. You want to go and do what he wants you to do. So I promise you, the Bible says, if you seek me, you will what? Find me. If you seek me with all of your heart. I also heard a pastor say, our ears, unlike our eyes, don't have lids. There's no way to close them. So they are always open. It's just paying attention to that voice and paying attention to what we are listening to. Because, you know, Jesus can sound like many things in your head based upon your perception as well. And that can be dangerous, right? We have to know the difference between our voice in our head saying who he is and his voice in our head. And he will make sure that that is very, very clear to y'all. So can we stand up? When God sows seeds your way, what is the result of the seed that he is sowing? I just kind of want to ask you guys today just a simple thing. Just ask the Lord, what kind of hearer am I, Father God? And just start paying attention. And just start, you know, in youth, a lot of times what we like to do is we'll teach something and then we'll have them actually do it, right? And this week, I want to challenge you this week to take some time and really, really, when you're praying and when you're with other people, just really take some time to listen. Now, Father God is a loving God, and he doesn't put rules and strains. So I'm not saying that you got to go home and give 3 hours every morning and do all of these things, and that's going to help you hear the word of the Lord. That's not God. God is a good dad. And like I said, he knows the time you have. He knows what's limited and what's not. There are so many gifts in this room, and there are so many things that God wants to show y'all. It's unbelievable. This room could turn the world upside down. And I'm not being facetious. It really could. God's destiny and what he has for us is amazing. But in this next season, what he's asking us for is more time and attention so that he can actually do it. He wants to do it, but a casual kind of relationship with the Lord is not going to get us to where we all want to see and do with the Lord what he wants to do in the earth. And there is more than we even know about what he has just waiting for us. And so this week, take some time. Just take some time and say, Father God, open my ears. Show me, Father God, what it is that you have for this time. And sometimes it might even be something as simple as when I've asked him that, I cannot tell you how many times it's for somebody else. It's, I want you to give this verse, or I want you to call so-and-so, or I want you to do this, or I want you to do that. It amazes me on how our Father, as soon as you ask him, something will happen, I promise you. And if you're struggling, and if you're like, Tammy, I don't think I've ever heard the Lord, you know, I want you to come talk to me. I would love to talk about it because 10 to 1 in 5 minutes, I can show you where you've probably heard the Lord way more often than you ever thought you could. And sometimes it's that childlike heart. And like the verse says in Romans 10:17, faith comes from hearing and hearing by the word of God. And sometimes it's just opening up the word and him being able to share with you. But this week, pay attention. You never know. A 3-year-old might tell you to watch out for semis. You never know. Well, Father God, we thank you for your word today. And Father, I thank you for every heart in this room. And I thank you that, Lord, I already know that this group, they want more. And they don't want to settle for status quo. So, Father God, I just ask that this week that you show them, Father, even more how to have a hearing ear. And how to open up even more to what you have for our life. And to not be afraid that we're going to miss anything. I just keep hearing that in my spirit. There's somebody here that just feels they're going to miss it. You are not going to miss it. The Lord wants you to know he guides your steps. He'll make all the crooked places straight. He will take care of it. He will make sure that your destiny is sure. And Father God, I thank you for that because that's the kind of daddy that we have. That's who you are in nature. You're a good, good father. We love you today. We bless your name. Like I said, bless each heart here, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I love y'all. You're all amazing. All right, we'll see you Wednesday and then Saturday at what time? 6:00. Larry will be here alone Friday praying for Saturday. All right, love y'all.
tell me. I've been locked up way too long in this crazy world. I'm living.